Yo, happy Black Friday. Did you go out and wait in front of a store to get like a cheap TV? I don't know what the big Black Friday deals are this year. I guess it's a sale is nice, but not if you have to wait. They're all online now. Don't wait outside. Let's go on the computer. It's fine. Oh, I had a great Thanksgiving. It was, went to Jacqueline's parents' house. That's always fun. They just have a nice Thanksgiving. All the families there. And, not my family. So I have no, I get to just watch the show. There's no, like, conflict, really, or anything like that. But, you know, the regular family stuff that goes on, I go unscathed. I have nothing to do with it. I get to just be there. So, and the food was fantastic. Then we went to my brother's house for dessert, and I had about 10 pieces of pie between the two places. So, that's what Thanksgiving's about. It's about gluttony. And you just eat and eat until you pass out. And then you get up really early and go wait out front of a Target in order to get those sweet, sweet deals. Oh, shit. I guess we'll look at the news. Ohio judge ordered. Oh, there's too many people listening, by the way. I noticed that. Way too many people listening. Stop it. Some of you are not supposed to be listening, I can tell. Ohio judge orders a drug dealer to pay for funeral of teen who overdosed. I don't see. It's not the. Is it? Well, I'm not. I've known a lot of heroin addicts, but I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I only knew heroin addicts. I used to go to. I had friends and people, but it's been a long time, but. I don't know that it is the drug dealer's fault if somebody overdoses. I feel like it could be, but I don't know. I guess you arrest the drug dealer. Heroin's bad. Let's just all agree on that. Stay off the heroin, kids. And I guess who cares if the. I'm not saying that. The drug dealer shouldn't pay for the funeral. I guess that would be a good guarantee from a drug dealer. If you overdose, I'll pay for the funeral. Huh? Then you really trust them. I would work that into marketing. This judge might have stumbled upon a really great marketing idea. Fire deliberately set inside Texas Walmart. I wonder, let's see, was this an employee? Oh, yeah, this doesn't look good. Suspected arson attack. It's caught on camera. Some less. I don't know. It doesn't seem like they know. I would bet it was an employee. If I worked at a Walmart, I'd want to get out of work. And probably you've called out sick. You've done various other things. You run out of ideas. You're like, I guess I just got to set this fucking place on fire. And let me do it over here where there's no people, maybe. I'll say, this rack of jeans is go up in flames. And they'll at least make us go outside, at least get a break. Not that I condone such activity. Don't. Please don't set a fire in your workplace in order to get out of work. Just don't show up. Oh, you used up all your sick days? You're still sick. I'm sick. Can't come in. Sorry. Oh, you're not going to get paid. I don't care. I'm not coming in. Let's see. We're not lazy. We're old. 71-year-old worker at Costco wins right to sit on the job. Fuck yeah, dude. Everybody should be able to sit. If you have a sitting option, if there's a way to sit, let a person sit. What are you standing for? Just to make people feel better? To be like, oh, look, this is an alert bank teller. You got to stand. Oh, I want my cashier's head on a swivel. Why are they not all sitting? Let them sit. Give everybody chairs. There is no reason. Like if you're a server in a restaurant, yeah, you gotta move around. You can't. But they should have some stools set up. So as soon as you get a moment, I'll let me take a quick sit. I never waited tables. Thank goodness. Church of Sweden. Sweden's got their own church now. To stop referring to God as he or Lord. So we're saying God ain't got no dick in the Church of Sweden. If you worship Sweden, their God is like a Barbie doll. Just blank. No, nothing. You can't, God can't fuck. God could probably get fucked in the mouth or the asshole. I would imagine he's still, God's got to have a mouth, right? Because God says shit. And you got to have a butthole, because, you know, like God must eat something. He's got to shit it out. What is he peeing at? Maybe he's just got like a non-gender, or they, the guy's got some non-gender pee hole. That would make sense. I would think I think it'd make more sense. It just switches. It just goes back and forth. It goes, hey, now I got a cock and balls, now I got a vagina, now I got a cock. I do it all, baby. I like to be everything. Which I guess would, referring to God as he, would be very inaccurate, as would she. Maybe that's what Church of Sweden believes, that God switches back and forth. Which, when you do, if you're God, why wouldn't you do, you could do anything. That would just not even be like a thought. That would be like, oh, guess what I can do? He'd be like, yeah, it's like the first thing I've been doing for like a billion years. It's like nothing. I wonder, well, yeah, with all this, the current climate with the sexual harassment, you know, God's above everybody. So if God's trying to fuck, it's really like everybody's like, well, God asked me, and then I had to. Like, what am I going to say no to God? So, well, but God, if you make the first move on God, game on. Everything's a go. I don't know why I just said game on. That's pretty fucking lame. So, God morphs genitals at will, and only fucks if you try to fuck God. That's what they say in the Church of Sweden, I think, from reading this headline. That's I might look into this Church of Sweden. Did you have to be in Sweden to be at the Church of Sweden? Because what if hey, I worship the Church of Sweden, now I'm moving to London. shit out of luck. I got to go be in the Church of London. I got to worship. I don't understand these churches that are location-based. They're very confusing to me. Like, there is, like, the Anglican Church. What the fuck? No, it's the Church of England. What the fuck does that mean? Oh, Greek Orthodox. They're Catholic, but it's a Greek Catholic. What the fuck? Shouldn't it be uniform across? Is it like... I don't know. I couldn't think of a good... Is it just like a, what's the difference between the Greek Orthodox? They got like a lot of stuff going on. I like more costumes and uniforms and things rather than less. They have more, so they got some. I think they should just adopt that into the regular Catholic, into the non-Greek. But who's going to listen to me? All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your Black Friday shopping. I'm going to go have lunch with my parents. So that'll be me explaining to them why I'm doing okay in show business. They seem to get it a little bit. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.